Yeah, it's a Football Friday WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling, buddy?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. It's Friday. Another day closer to Victory Sunday.
Don't sound so confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Victory for who?
Yankee baseball. Holla at your boy.
How about those Dodgers?
That's all you care about.
My
right
Dodgers,
now.
Baby.
Eliminating the mess. to dull the pain. To dull your own pain.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. It feels kind of good seeing the Mets get walloped.
Yeah, I can
kind of
get with that. Yeah, I can get with that a little bit.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. So, a big show as always on Fridays. Nick Kostos will join us about 2:42 to give you your bets for the weekend. Elliott Shore Parks at 3. Perhaps Tornado Shapiro, whether we want him or not, at 3:30. Jaws at 4. And then a surprise Friday guest for us, just Dr. J at 5:30.
Dr. J,
you got us?
Yeah.
I got you. How's it going?
We have to play him that. I insist we play him that. But we got a big game on Sunday, Ike. Very, very big game and for the Eagles. And this would normally be a big game in that it's a division game. It's on the road. But the stakes for this particular Eagles-Giants game feel bigger to me. This is a gut check game for the Philadelphia Eagles, the way that I see it. You know, the conversation this week and really all year long has been around this team not really reaching the level of play that we thought that they would reach. And this week it got to a fever pitch specifically because of the coach and because of Nick Sirianni. And all we heard all week is how much the players love and back Nick Sirianni. We love Coach Sirianni. We back Nick Sirianni. We love Coach. This is who he is. This is who we want him to be. We love him. So to me, this game is a reflection on whether that is not true, because I believe they like him and I believe they love him, but I don't know if they actually will play for him the way that they're capable of playing. And that's why I think Sunday is a gut check for them. Will you put it together? Will you come up with a win on the road, a division game, a game that seems more tough than we thought it would? Do you really respect the guy? Is this team really together, or do you just like him? You know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a gut check. And I've been thinking about it all night and all morning. What do I really believe is going to happen? And if I had a bet, I don't think they pass the gut check on Sunday. Mm. I don't feel like this team is together and committed in a way that has you walk away from that game and saying, yes, this team is turning it around. We believe what they said. So if Sunday is a gut check, which I believe it is, I don't think they pass that test.
Yeah. Listen, you've been the leader of the worried Warriors around here this week.
I have.
Yeah, you have. And quite frankly, the more worried and concerned you've been and those like you have been, I've actually felt more confident about Sunday. And something you stated in your opening monologue there, that it finally dawned on me that when you say, like, the players, forget about how they feel about Nick Sirianni, right?
Okay.
That's the way I look at this right now.
Sure.
How about believing in yourselves and playing to a standard that you all set for yourself? Forget about Coach Sirianni, playing for Coach, and all that nonsense. How about you guys playing to the standard that you've set for yourself? You know what I mean? There are a lot of great players on this team, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. We know they're young on the defensive side of the ball, but on the offensive side of the ball, starting at the quarterback position, playing up to the standards you've set for yourselves, I think that's enough. That's enough. All right, you've had your 5 weeks of trying to figure things out and trying to smooth out the rough edges. And I know AJ hadn't played but one game before Sunday. I get all of that stuff. I get all of that. Just go win a game Sunday. Go win the football game Sunday. Stack a win. You haven't had consecutive wins since last year sometime. So put together back-to-back weeks of playing good football against an inferior opponent. Right? Like, it's not a lot of magic to this. To me, Sunday should be more about going out and taking care of business. And I don't know what that's going to look like at the end of the day. I hope it's a convincing win. I hope they operate like a well-oiled machine. But I can't sit here and tell you that that's what I believe is going to happen. I will tell you, I believe they're going to win Sunday. I just do. I wholeheartedly believe they're going to win Sunday. God bless the Giants. The little hard should try hard. I get all of that. But you're not the better team. The Eagles are the better team.
Certainly and a more talented team.
As long as they don't play down to the level of the Giants by turning the ball over and just playing undisciplined football, a bunch of penalties, they're going to beat the Giants Sunday. They're going to beat the Giants, and we're going to be 4-2. And then where do we move on from there? Because even with them being 4-2, I don't know what that means ultimately. My confidence has been shaken. It has. I had this team in the NFC Championship game against the Lions. I'm looking to try to make the playoffs now. That's where I'm at now. Until they show me otherwise.
Sure, sure.
And this is what they've shown me. This is what they've shown me.
So, and the one thing you said there about what the win looks like, if it's a win, mm-hmm. I think everybody is at the place. We'll see on Monday afterwards. I think everybody's sort of at the place where on Sunday we wanted to see a convincing win against the Browns.
Coming out the bye week.
I think this Sunday, just a win.
Yeah, I'll take a W, man.
Yeah. We're not 10-point favorites anymore. We're 3-point favorites, you know, against a team that's 2-4, I think the Giants are. So 2-5, 5-9.
Frisky 2-4.
Definitely frisky.
Frisky 2-4.
Well, they've definitely been frisky. I mean, they definitely have had parts of their game that are good. You know, they do have a game-changing offensive player, which they haven't, you know, had in
not
a while.
Not since Saquon.
With Saquon at his best,
yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. They have two game-changing defensive players who will be playing on Sunday. So they're not nothing, the Giants.
Yeah.
So the question being, do you trust the Eagles to pass this gut check game on Sunday? Do you trust them? 215-592-9494. You do.
I do.
I do not.
I do. I trust them. I trust them. They'll go out there and take care of business.
Jack, do you trust the Eagles?
No, but I think in no universe should you trust the Eagles. Like, but if this team has any stones and they have any gumption, they care about the season, they'll go out and win on Sunday. Like, I still have a gut feeling that they're going to go on a run here. I know that I'm the one that...
Are you shaking now?
No, I still think they're going to run, but there's no reason to trust them. There's two different things here. I think they still got something, but there's no trust with the Eagles. I think they've lost that right after squeaking by the damn Browns. But I don't know, man. I just refuse to believe they're as bad as they are. I really do. I really do on offense. I mean, they could be.
Now, don't bite my head off.
Okay.
Don't bite my head off.
I would never. No. Only Howard.
What are you going to say?
They aren't that bad.
This is where we're at.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Here we go.
See, this is what I feel like I have to do because we pile on so much. They're 3-2, right?
Yes.
The two opponents they've lost to are 4-2,
mm-hmm.
right? They got a good win against the Packers.
Yeah.
On the road, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, technically a home game.
A good win against the Saints.
Well, I mean,
that's a good win against
good
the Saints.
The
they were at full
they
strength.
Hung 30, whatever.
No, all I'm saying, it's a good win on the road. I didn't say it was a pretty win.
Right.
I just said it was a good win on the road against the Saints. That's all I'm saying. Last week was one of those get me through the game, and it's a win. It wasn't an impressive win. I've stated that all week. It wasn't an impressive win. All I'm saying is they are a 3-2 team that has a lot of room to improve. It's one thing to look at them and say, this is the best they can be. They've maxed out. Now, if that's what the reality is, we're in trouble. But we know that would be more or less of them falling short of their potential versus maximizing their potential.
From a talent standpoint,
yes, that's
absolutely
what I'm saying.
100%.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
And you
they
said,
have room to get better.
And you said, I actually feel a little more optimistic on one thing than you do. You said, look, if they win on Sunday, I still don't know what I think of them.
Sure.
I think a win on Sunday for me shows a lot more. More than anything, it shows a commitment to hitting that ceiling that you're talking about. I don't know that they will become. I don't think they are an NFC Championship team. I just don't think they are.
Not today.
No, not today, or probably not tomorrow. But
not today.
But I would feel more. I don't even think they're a playoff team right now, to be quite honest with you. So I would. I would feel, I just think it means a lot from the team. And I know you'll say this is the horse crap or whatever, but from a togetherness standpoint, from
a building unity
standpoint.
I can buy that.
I feel like
us against the world.
Yeah, well, they buy their coach a little bit of breathing room,
yeah,
and he needs it right now. You know, like part of this whole thing is doing things for yourself, but also doing it for each other.
Yeah.
And they truly are committed the way that they say they're committed to him. This is a game you got to win.
So here's my thing on that, and here's why I put it on the players. Because eventually we're going to stop talking about Nick.
Yes, of course.
He's not playing in the game, right? So he's not throwing interceptions. He's not turning the ball over. He's not dropping passes. He's not missing tackles. Like, eventually we're talking about these guys on the field and their performance.
Yeah, and I think I agree. It's on them to execute the way that they are capable of executing at this point. And I think what it will show is that they're capable.
Yeah.
More than anything else, it'll show they're capable. So,
and by the way, like, people forget.
Yeah.
Oh, Saquon drop away from being 4-1.
Oh,
I didn't even bring that into the equation.
Just giving you that.
But it's there,
one. Yeah, it's right
is
there.
Is it there? It's there.
It's sneaking in there.
It's there. We are a drop away from being 4-1.
People forget that. We're right on way with my 16-1 prediction.
Well, we're also a
I'm just saying it. We're not as bad as I forgot about that. Thank you, Jack.
We're a Packers dropped interception away from being 2-3.
Multiple dropped interceptions away.
Yeah. So
we're a Saints figuring it out a little bit for
now
me.
Now we're evening it out. Well, yeah,
we're three and two.
Okay,
you are
right.
What your record says you are.
Well, we used that one last year. Also a bunch of hogwash.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles in their gut check game on Sunday? We do have a next question today, as we have another pair of tickets. Go see Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour, April 2nd at the Wells Fargo Center. I believe tickets went on sale today at Ticketmaster.com. Today in 1968, Ike, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were arrested for drug possession.
Who could forget it?
Yeah, so
Bonnie and Clyde.
This is a little Bonnie and Clyde-like. So we're going to do... Give us a famous couple. Give us a when you think of a legendary couple, give us a couple. 215-592-9494. That'll be next question, and it'll be after your sports point. It is also my 10-year anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
There it is.
Now maybe later on, my wife.
You and Val?
Yes. Now Val will be here later.
No.
Maybe later on we can get the story of Ike picking her up off the ground at our wedding. Which Ike tried to hide in
well, of course
to
I
defend
did.
Val.
Yes, I did. You constantly remind us.
Constantly,
yes.
we have a photo in our home, autographed by Ike, of Ike picking my wife up off the ground at our wedding.
That's awesome.
And once again, another thing that Jack wasn't invited to.
I didn't even know you.
Well.
What grade were you in? Ninth?
When you got married 10 years ago? I was...
No, you were 20. You were failing at Bloomsburg.
Oh, I was
yeah,
I was
you were, yeah, you were drinking Natty Light.
I was coming off my 1.7 GPA freshman year.
All right. Do you trust the Eagles? It's gut check time on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, you 100% right. Like usual, you know, you getting them in check. We can't say we one drop away, but I've been hearing all season how Likely had that toe out. All the Ravens got one. If he
right.
get that toe,
nope.
We either won it or we are a record where we are, or we one drop away. We ain't going. We can't have it both ways. But man, on Sunday, listen. Eagle fans, this the cry to the team. Listen, the quarterback, right? The coach, y'all been getting dragged through the mud. We done had clown Dan Orlovsky tell y'all the least prepared team in the league. We got the Browns in the league. We got the Carolina Panthers in the league. They say y'all the least prepared team out there. So Nick Sirianni, Howie Rosen, they talking about y'all. Big Ben Gill, they talking about you. So if you want to stand up for your team, for the eagle on the front of your jersey, for your name on the back, I don't care if you play for the name on the back, you better show up 10 toes down and show these New Jersey Giants what it's like to play Philadelphia Eagle football. Jalen Hurts, I need you, baby. It's game time. I need you to turn back the clock 2022. We need to come together, baby.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown back, Devontae Smith back. Saquon Barkley, they ain't want you, baby. They said you wasn't good enough. They said this quarterback, Daniel Jones, we'd rather have him over you. You always hurt all that stuff. We don't want you, baby. They said that about you, right? They said, hey, Paris Campbell, they didn't want to. You can't catch. We'd rather have Hyatt. We'd rather have Darius Slayton out there. You can't catch, baby.
We got a Paris Campbell anytime touchdown Sunday.
Hey, do not bet it, Ike.
I need my Eagles to show up, and we just going to keep stacking these victories. Also, real quick.
Yeah.
Change topic. We got to figure out what our guests. Because I be listening to the show yesterday, and Mike Lombardi said our secondary was garbage, but what's the name said our secondary good. So I'm confused. Like, these analysts, we come on our show.
They can all have their own opinion. They can all have their own opinion.
Oh, man, I'm confused. All I know is Mike Lombardi, you looking kind of suspect because you told us Bryce Huff was better than Hassan Reddick.
He did.
I ain't forgot you said that.
But, Corey, I'm keeping that in my back pocket when he starts talking about basketball.
Yep.
I'm keeping that in my back pocket.
Let me give you my real quick. Also, basketball tip. I'm going all around. Everybody who hates Joel Embiid, that Kawhi Leonard, that's who y'all think Joel Embiid is. Not Joel Embiid. Kawhi Leonard is who y'all think Joel Embiid is. Not Joel Embiid. And then for my famous couple, Philadelphia, I'm going to go Jada and Will.
Oh, there you go.
Well, they're famous. That's Jada a good one. Big one.
Yeah.
They are famous.
Entanglement.
Yeah. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, she's, you know, look, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Uh-huh.
I just know that publicly, he's been through a lot.
Yes, he has.
He's been through a lot.
Yes, he has.
So.
Yes, well, listen.
Yeah.
As men, you know, it happens.
Does it?
Believe me, I just shut it up. I shut up before I put my foot in my mouth
right there. Okay. Here's your go-to couple.
Oh, yeah, we didn't go through
ours. What I go to as my go-to couple. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough one.
Well, the first one that popped in my head was Bobby and Whitney.
Right.
Well, you can go with that one. They're certainly famous.
Yes, that's my. That's
your other one. I could Tina Turner.
No, that's my least favorite.
Chris Brown and Rihanna?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
John and Yoko were the worst, by the way. I mean,
I'm just going off of those two.
Well,
not that I ever was alive during that time, but.
Were they the worst?
Well, because she broke up the Beatles.
Well, he broke up the Beatles.
Sure, but listen.
Yeah, don't let him take responsibility for it. They had a good run.
I'm going Bobby and Whitney, man.
Jack, who's your go-to couple?
Man, who could forget?
Yeah.
I think they lasted 17 days. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
How about that?
Chris Humphries, former Sixer.
Yeah.
Was he a Hinkie special?
He was. Well, he wasn't a Hinkie special. I think we acquired him in a trade. I can't remember. Did he ever put on a uniform? He did. He did wear a Sixers uniform.
I don't even remember this.
And for mine, I'm just going to stay on brand and double down with my answer yesterday and say Elvis and Priscilla Presley.
Oh, my God.
You endorse Elvis.
They had a long marriage.
They did.
Well, as long as Elvis was alive.
Yeah.
I didn't know she also dated Michael Jackson.
No, that's the daughter.
Never mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa, that's Lisa Marie.
Yes.
Starting the show off early.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it's not me today. I'm glad you started off wrong today.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles in their gut check game on Sunday? Dan in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What up, Dan?
Just a quick question. I guess more from like a timeline perspective, and you know, Jack and you guys were talking about like you know what you need to see on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask, like, at what point are we all just going to finally accept that our limitations are because we have a quarterback that just isn't that good, and he's especially not good enough when he's now making the salary that prohibits us from putting a team around him like we did in 2022?
Correct.
I just want to understand, like, is it one more coordinator? Is it a couple more losses? Like, what can we just put it in, like, can we put it out there? I think we'll all just feel better if we can just say it, you know? Just say it.
It is very freeing, isn't it, Dan?
It's
very freeing.
It's not freeing.
I know, And I know we have to treasure him, right? We have to treasure him for what he does well. But like,
he's a treasure.
Can we just let it go? You know.
Listen, Dan, I hear you, man. I hear you.
What does he do well again, Dan? I just want to, can we follow? What does he do well?
He's got intangibles, Jack.
Right.
Oh man,
winner. He's a winner. They're only 4-10 their last 14 games.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Listen, I'll tell you this. I think the confidence level, if you put truth serum in a lot of us, it will tell you it's not as high as it once was. So I'm trying to word it and phrase it in a way that I still have belief in him, but I'm also concerned and have questions. I am. Listen, the more you see and the more things sort of stay the same versus what we saw in 2022, the more concerned you get with, has he already peaked? Is this the best he's going to be? You know, those types of things. And the Eagles have done everything they can to put talent around him. Like, so it's not about the weapons that he has. And that's why he has to play better. He has to play better, Dan. Like, we don't have any choice right now. Believe me, once if it gets to that point where everybody is pretty much out on him, it will be at the end. I mean, that's what it was with Carson. That's what it was with Carson for a lot of people.
And Dan, just so you're aware, like, there are people, a couple specifically on this show, that agree with you and have been saying it. But I think that the thing is that it gets exhausting to say it every single week because he's here. He's not going anywhere this year.
Right.
So I think what we're trying to do, at least in the people who agree with you, is just trying to navigate through the season and see if he can take steps forward. I don't know if he can get any better. I have no idea. I know at this point right now, I agree with you that largely the offensive struggles are due to his limitations.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say is, I mean, again, if we can just, I mean, maybe we put in Kenny Pickett. If we declare an open competition, he'll be on the first flight out of town just like he was out of Tuscaloosa, but that's just me.
Well, I don't know if they're going to get to that point this year, but who knows in the future.
Hey, Dan, give us a famous couple for the Disturbed tickets.
It's not going to win, but Adam and Eve.
Well, I mean, that's a big answer.
I would have never thought of that either.
That's a big answer.
It is a big answer.
It might be the biggest answer.
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah, on the Mount Rushmore?
What's
that?
I would imagine it is on the Mount Rushmore of couples.
What about Mary and Joseph?
All right, we're going to stop there.
Okay.
We're going to stop there.
You can put them there too, yes. Yeah. I think they count, yes. Which was first? It had to be Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah. Adam and Eve are the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just making sure.
I'm going to
215.
Gently.
Mary and Joseph, that's Jesus' parents, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just got to get everything in the right order.
Yep.
All right, coming up next. So one of the things we've been talking about for the ad nauseum
is Mary and Joseph
is why the Eagles offense looks similar to previous years. And whether it is Kellen Moore, whether it's Nick Sirianni, whether it's Jalen Hurts. Nick Sirianni did give an answer that may lend some credence to one of those theories. And
I make taco soup sometimes for my family.
It's not that one, but it's a different answer, and we will give that to you next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, the NFL season continues, and there's no better place to get in on the action than on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, you'll get started with $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. We got the Giants and the Eagles Sunday at MetLife. I got a same game parlay for you. Got to go with an anytime touchdown for Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. Let's go over in rushing yards as well for Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. And let's go over in passing yards for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.